Now we'll hear from StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, recording interviews with men and women who've served in the post-9/11 conflicts and their loved ones. We're coming up on 15 years since September 11th and the war in Afghanistan that has claimed the lives of thousands of U.S. military personnel. Today we'll hear about one of them, Sergeant First Class Chris Henderson. He joined the Army right out of high school in 1991. He served in Bosnia and Kosovo before he deployed to Afghanistan in 2007 as part of Operation Enduring Freedom. On that tour of duty, he was killed by an IED. He left behind an 8-year-old daughter and his wife, Jenna.
He had eyes the color of a swimming pool. They were the lightest blue. They sparkled. I mean, it wasn't just the color. And he always made sure that I felt loved. I can remember the times that he took me for motorcycle rides, and it would be winter almost in Washington, and we'd be freezing, yet we'd be riding up in the mountains. And I can remember looking through the tall trees out at the sound, feeling the cold on my face and having my arms wrapped around him, thinking there's no other place I'd rather be. When Kaylee was probably 18 months old, I remember it was storming, and he put on her bathing suit and his bathing suit, and they're out playing in mud puddles in the pouring rain. He was such a goofball. And there was a lake right down from the house, and I can remember many times seeing the two of them with feet in the water, just fishing and talking. And there are things that come out in her that I see of him, like when she's upset, her little eyebrow twitches, and when she smiles, she's kind of got that little crooked smile he had. And when she laughs, you can see the light in her. And next year when she starts high school, one of her courses is JROTC. So, I mean, she's trying to follow in his footsteps. But, I mean, I miss him horribly. It hurts. Because, I mean, when it comes down to it, somebody took his life, so I'll never be at peace with that fact, but I don't think I could have married a better man. Matter of fact, one of the last letters I got was an apology for something that had happened a year or two before. In it, he said how much he loved me and how he was glad that he had married me and that he wouldn't have changed that for the world. And that would be the one thing that I would want to tell his grandchildren, or his great-grandchildren, or his great-great-grandchildren, that he was a man that they could be very proud of.
Jenna Henderson, remembering her late husband, Army Sergeant First Class Chris Henderson. He was killed in Afghanistan in 2007. She recorded that interview for StoryCorps in Arlington, Virginia. It will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress.